Hi guys. I did quite a happy boo. It's gonna be uploaded in a minute. But I wanna like seriously solemn face on now. Say a little tribute to somebody that sadly passed away today. It's very hard because I can't say her name. She was a great tribute to the world, really, as a whole. And don't get emotional. And she basically, I met her on a popular online site, a certain story writing community. And she wrote the most amazing fantasy stories. I'm not kidding, they were the best ever. You know, things that you didn't even know that you'd dream about, but then you do once you'd read them. These were amazing. And she used to write these, and she used to talk to me, and she was the most lovely, supportive person in the world. And, you know, she wouldn't just make you feel better, no matter what happened. She read one of my particularly depressing poems, and she inboxed me straight away saying, "Are you okay? Because your poem seems pretty sad, and I was wondering if you'd like a chat." That's how nice she was, that she'd talk to a complete stranger that she doesn't know anything about. So we got talking, and we kept talking, and today I got a message, and the subject of the message was from her mum. And that's never a good sign. And it was a message from her mum saying that her daughter had passed away and that she'd gained access to this account, and that this girl, this amazing girl who cared so much about anybody, had in fact really bad leukemia and kidney failure. And she wrote these amazing fantasy stories. And I don't know how, in such an awful situation, you could literally dream that big. I don't know how you can even. I can't even. I don't know about any of you. Please comment about this because, you know, she really does deserve it. I don't know how you could possibly think, oh, there's gonna be amazing unicorns and amazing elves, and but that sounds really like you know, fairy tale. These were really good fairy tales. They were like the equivalent of Brothers Grimm. And she was just the most amazing person you can possibly imagine. And she didn't tell me. We were talking for like 7, 8 months. She didn't mention once hospitals, leukemia, kidney failure. She didn't mention anything like that. She didn't lie to me either. She just told me, "Oh yeah, I went out with the family yesterday." She told me the truth. She just left out the bits that some people would consider to be ashamed of and use for pity. Not her. She was absolutely amazing. And even though I've never met her in real life, she does mean a lot to me. And I can't even express it. She was such an inspiration to everybody. And I know a lot of people that could that could use to take a leaf out of her book. Just a fantastic person. And she'll never be forgotten. So, she can see me now up in heaven. So I hope that the angels are looking after her well. And rest in peace. Good night, a lovely, lovely, lovely friend. And you know, you'll never ever be forgotten, certainly not by me. And your family love you, and they'll certainly never forget you either. Just such a caring person. So, amen to that, and please comment or reboo or tweet, you know, whatever. Okay, so see you later. Hope you liked my cheerful boo before, and hope you pay respect to this one. Thanks.